Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation with a few great crises looming right ahead. There is a gigantic impeachment debate going on in Congress, part of the Republican investigation attempting to launch impeachment proceedings against Joe Biden. There is all kinds of conversation about crises with the auto workers on the border, elsewhere. And last night at the great debate in the Simi Valley, California, at the Ronald Reagan Center and Library, and a beautiful monument that actually is worth visiting for lots of people. But there was very little of the spirit of Reagan last night. What a disaster. The big winners in last night's debate were people who weren't there. And no, it's not just Donald Trump, though him too. He was busy speaking for more than an hour. Can't he keep his speeches a little bit tighter, you think? But he was speaking more than an hour to the people, a number of the striking auto workers who were gathered to hear him. We're going to be speaking about the debate, the state of the Republican campaign, with a new article which has actually been just confirmed. It's just a brand new report hours ago that a group of billionaire backers are trying to get together to push a new candidate into the Republican race. Who is it? Well, it's somebody who has never lost an election. He has, however, only competed in one election, which he won for governor of Virginia. It's Glenn Youngkin, who's in the midst of a big fight to take over the legislature for the Republicans in Virginia. We will be talking about that. We will be talking about other people who did horribly at the debate last night. There should be curtains for more than one candidate, partially because there were two candidates, one in particular, who dragged the proceedings last night with all of these challenges facing our country, a war raging in Ukraine, a genocidal war aimed at the Ukrainian people, a government shutdown looming for the United States, the crisis of $78 meals at airports, which turns out most of that bill that was complained about by a leading commentator, my friend David Brooks, David apparently complaining about this $78 meal left out one detail about it, along with a photograph he took of the hamburger that he got for $78, which was, he was drinking some bourbon with it. It was the bourbon that cost the money. We will get to that revelatory story as well. We'll also be speaking about the invocation of witchcraft. We've heard a lot about witch hunts and witch hunting. Bill O'Reilly has taken the trouble and the time to go back to the original Salem witch trial crisis, in which they went after witches and killed them. So what do we learn from that? We will be speaking about that with his new book, Killing the Witches, with Bill O'Reilly, coming up on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be talking with Jonathan Allen of NBC about the shape of the presidential campaign and what the impact of last night was. I really thought there was a surprise winner, and no, the biggest winner was not President Trump, it seems to me. The biggest losers were people who were there on stage who did poorly, but there was a surprise performance by someone who was vastly improved from the first debate and may have life in his campaign. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Ron DeSantis, who I think emerged from this debate with what will probably be a boost for his campaign. But meanwhile, Republicans in general are doing damage to their own cause, particularly emphasizing the day after a debate, literally hours before a government shutdown, with a sense of crisis all around us. They are very concerned with Hunter Biden and relationship between Hunter and his father, the President of the United States, not that occurred while Joe Biden was president or vice president, but that occurred in between the time he was vice president and he was president, in other words, during the Trump administration. And Jonathan Turley, who has been a conservative-leaning legal scholar, who is one of those people who gave testimony against the first Trump impeachment, talked about this when he took the witness stand at the House impeachment inquiry that is going on about President Joe Biden right now. It's going on this Thursday, today. And Jonathan Turley gave some testimony. Here is part of what he had to say. Listen.
This is a question of an impeachment inquiry. It is not a vote on articles of impeachment. In fact, I do not believe that the current evidence would support articles of impeachment. That is something that an inquiry has to establish. But I also do believe that the House has passed the threshold for an impeachment inquiry into the conduct of President Biden. Having said that, I want to just address three inescapable facts that led me to that conclusion. First, President Biden has indeed spoken falsely about these foreign deals. The Washington Post and other newspapers have noted that some of his past comments are demonstrably untrue. Second, President Biden was the focus of a multi-million dollar influence peddling scheme. And then finally, President Biden may have benefited from millions of dollars as a part of that scheme. Now, those facts should not be taken out of context. They're merely allegations, and they should not become presumptions of impeachable conduct. Indeed, as I've said in past impeachments, self-dealing is a difficult issue under the impeachment clause. The framers sought to avoid ambiguous standards. That's one of the reasons that perfidy was rejected.
Okay, perfidy meaning evil, a general sense of discreditable behavior. Jonathan Turley, a professor of law at George Washington University Law School, and he continued with his statement about the impeachment inquiry going on into President Biden. He continued with his statements this morning. Listen.
While it may not sit well with many, President Biden and other presidents can be dishonest, can even lie to the American people, and that would not constitute an impeachable offense. Indeed, most presidents have lied to the American people. That's why I've not liked any president since James Madison. Now, dishonesty alone is not impeachable, and so what I lay out in my testimony are what I call guardrails or best practices. Those are designed to protect this process. Frankly, a number of the things I lay out benefit President Biden, as I say in my testimony. Because presidential impeachment shouldn't be a closed question, it shouldn't be a rushed, and you should avoid the type of confirmation bias that can occur in this process. This is, as people say, a political process, but it is also a constitutional process.
Okay, and there is more on that constitutional process. There are some Republicans who, it seems to me, are speaking up appropriately. The timing here is very bad, because a government shutdown would have real damage to our economy, real damage to literally millions upon millions of Americans. And one of the points that is being made here is, okay, right now it's not members of Congress who are not doing their jobs. They aren't getting together and avoiding the shutdown. They still get paid during a shutdown. Active duty military don't get paid. We'll get to that coming up on the Mendez Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Join your Free Market Champions Washington Policy Center for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Joe Biden has been delivering a speech in Arizona, part of his national tour to promote Bidenomics. He seems energized and coherent, and he just got heckled, but we will get to that in a moment. I wanted to finish what Jonathan Turley, professor of law, had to say about this ongoing Trump impeachment investigation, where, again, is this really something that we need or that is going to help either America's cause or the Republican cause or even the Trump cause right now? Obviously, if there is one lesson to be learned from the two failed Trump impeachments, it's how incredibly difficult and, in fact, impossible it is to get two-thirds of the United States Senate to vote to terminate a president's term of office and to replace him with a vice president who, in many cases, most cases, has been handpicked by the president who's getting impeached. That's why we have never had a successful impeachment. Never, 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 and never. In going on 250 years of this republic, we have never had a president who's been removed from office by impeachment. And the fact is, again, no Republican seems to acknowledge, if they succeeded in this effort, taking all the attention away from keeping the government open and functioning and dealing with the border crisis and dealing with the crisis in the Ukraine and giving the Ukrainians some of the weapons that they desperately need and ongoing crises about answering China and China's economic distress and the dangers associated with that and the ever-present danger about invading Taiwan. Instead of dealing with that, they're dealing with this gestural impeachment idiocy that is going to result at best in the greatest hope of installing Kamala Harris as the 47th president of the United States. Really? You want that? I mean, that's what they're going for. Why does it make any sense at all? Here is the last segment from Jonathan Turley and his witness testimony today at the House impeachment inquiry hearing. They don't have specific charges yet because nobody, and Turley himself has acknowledged it, has recognized anything that has been alleged about Biden that is impeachable. Here is Jonathan Turley.
Influence peddling is a form of corruption. The United States has signed treaties to combat this form of corruption around the world. And that is also an inescapable fact. We need to find answers as to some of these questions. I'm running out of time, so I'd like to make one last observation, if I may. These are constitutional moments that demand the best from each of us, to transcend the politics and passions of our time. It calls for something that's difficult. It calls for solemnity and clarity for members. We have become a nation addicted to rage, and we can fuel that. This body is a powerful teacher, as Brandeis said, and you can teach that, or you can teach a respect for this process. It begins here and now. We can disagree with each other without hating each other. These are important issues, and I think they're close issues. And I think some of these issues really do gravitate in favor of the president. So I would simply say that this is a moment where members and citizens can stand together without prejudging the evidence. And I thank you for the honor of appearing before you today.
And that judicious, up-the-middle, fair point of view is one that needs to be more effectively presented by the Republicans in Congress. Because right now, they're not doing any favors for the larger Republican cause. For instance, Nancy Mace, the always articulate congressman from South Carolina, she had this to say about the looming government shutdown and the obsession, while that is going on, not with doing something to work out with the Senate a means to keep the government open for another month while they can pass some appropriation bills, but rather to be taking a look at the looming Biden impeachment. Here is what she had to say about the functioning of the Congress of which she is a member. Listen.
The Senate Republicans say this is a House issue. It's in their hands. It's really Kevin McCarthy. But they are coming up with a plan of their own they think could hold muster with Democrats and Republicans, seemingly bypassing you. What do you think of that?
That may actually happen. I mean, obviously, appropriations bills need to be started in the House, but the Senate does have a revenue bill that they can turn around and turn into a CR and get it to us later this week, and that's the rumor on the street that Senator Schumer might have something up his sleeve to deliver to the House later this week, Friday or Saturday. You know, this is a huge mess, and here we are at midnight, the night before an exam, and we've just started to study, and there was really no need for this to happen the way that it went down, and I've been frustrated by the process. I thought we would be better than this, and here we are scrambling, and no one knows what's next.
Here we are scrambling, and I thought we would be better than this. There are a lot of people who think that Republicans would be better than this. There is this story. There is a brand new CBS News YouGov survey that was conducted in two very important states, Iowa and New Hampshire. Of course, the Iowa caucuses, January 15th, are the very first test of real voters, not a poll. But conducted in Iowa and New Hampshire between September 15th and September 24th, so it's a recent poll. More Republican voters in both states have ruled out voting for Trump than have decided they want to back him. For people who believe that this entire election is over, this is a wake-up call. In Iowa, just 20% of voters say they are only considering Trump, while 48% say they are choosing between the former president and other candidates. 31%, meanwhile, say they are never, not, will not, no, get away, saying they would not even consider casting ballots for Trump. Let me repeat that. 31%, that's a third of Republicans. That leaves a shocking 79% of the electorate who say they are either open to or committed to voting for some candidate not named Donald Trump. That's 79%. The story is similar in New Hampshire, where 23% of voters are committed to backing Trump. 43% are keeping their options open, and 34% are only considering candidates other than Trump. There could be a brand new candidate other than Trump. Who is it? We'll get to that story and much more, and the debate last night and its impact, if any, coming up.
You're a nasty person, I'll tell you.
Michael Medved.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The second GOP presidential debate has come and gone. A few things clearly answered, but not much.
Following Reagan's 11th Amendment in his honor. And the answer is...
The first public hearing in House Republicans' impeachment investigation of President Biden is underway. Biden has denied the allegations. More Americans applying for unemployment, but not as many as expected. The Labor Department says initial claims for the week ending September 23rd came in at around 204,000. That's an increase of just around 3,000 from the previous week. The United Auto Workers strike could expand again tomorrow. Union President Sean Fain will make an announcement tomorrow morning on the union's next possible expansion against the big three automakers. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Michael Medved show, President Biden speaking in Arizona, in Tempe, Phoenix area. He was heckled in the midst of his speech. And by the way, as Biden's speeches go, this one was pretty effective. The president seemed passionate, sincere, and articulate, and by the way, coherent. There was no struggling for words. Obviously, he was using a prepared speech. But he was talking about the Constitution, his support for the Constitution, his support for rule of law, for peaceful transitions of power, that kind of thing. And he was very critical about some of the more extreme points of view that were trying to shut down the government. But he got heckled, not by someone on the right, not by some kind of MAGA extremist, but by someone on the left. It was a climate activist. And he actually handled it in a patient and somewhat sympathetic way. This is what it sounded like at the president's speech just moments ago from Arizona. Listen.
Democracy. Will we, as John wrote, never quit? Will we not hide from history, but make history? Will we put partisanship aside and put country first? I say we must, and we will. We will. But it's not easy. It's not easy.
Declare a flag of emergency.
don't you wait after? Hang on a second. I'll be happy to meet with you after I speak, okay? Well, I tell you what, if you shush up, I'll meet with you immediately after this, okay? But democracy never is easy.
As we just demonstrated, he said. Democracy never is easy, as we just demonstrated. He had honored John McCain in his speech several times, talking about how McCain, who was a personal friend of his, they served in the Senate together for years and years and years and years, he pointed to McCain as an example of what the Republican Party used to stand for. And who knows, after the debate last night, what they stand for now. He was also expected to announce funding from the American Rescue Plan to construct the McCain Library. Earlier this month, while visiting Hanoi, Biden was joined by old friends in paying tribute to McCain, and he later told associates it was one of the most moving moments of his presidency, according to some of the people who are close to the president. In other words, the president seems to have survived this interruption attempt by climate activists. I mean, meanwhile, as I mentioned to you, there's breaking news. There's a big piece by Robert Costa, who is the chief election and campaign correspondent for CBS News. It's running in the Washington Post. And again, just breaking news. Some of the biggest Republican donors in the country will converge next month at the, that's October, at the historic Cavalier Hotel in Virginia Beach. Big deal, right? But here's the big deal. It's for a two-day meeting to rally behind Governor Glenn Youngkin, the governor of Virginia, in a potential presidential bid. The closed gathering, named the Red Vest Retreat after the fleece vest Youngkin wore during the 2021 campaign, which he won handily in a major Republican victory. That meeting will begin October 17th, and it will be focused officially on the Republican effort to win full control of the General Assembly in Virginia's upcoming elections. That's coming up this November. But unofficially, several donors have told the Washington Post and CBS that it will be an opportunity for them to try to push, if not shove, Glenn Youngkin into the Republican presidential race. Others say they will be busy prodding Youngkin and his allies in phone calls from afar. He appears to be leaving the door open, said Thomas Petterfly, a billionaire who has already given millions of dollars to Youngkin's PAC. And if Republicans win in Virginia, this is in quotes, maybe we can talk him into it. He obviously wants to see what emerges, what the state of play is. The money would be there, Pertefee insisted. Wednesday's debate in California, that was last night's debate, likely did little to calm the restlessness felt by plugged-in Republicans desperate for an alternative to Trump. Even as some contenders understandably boast about a bounce, dissatisfaction with the field has become a refrain that will not abate. Let me just tell you, and we'll talk about it later, and we have a number of people to talk about it with, including A.B. Stoddard of Real Clear Politics, a general commentator, and Bill O'Reilly. I actually thought that the most improved debater last night, who did enormous good to his campaign, which had been faltering, was Ron DeSantis. The governor of Florida was effective and looked, I dare say, presidential last night, particularly compared to some of the other jerks. And there were people who just behaved like insufferable jerks. I mean, particularly, can we say that Vivek Ramaswamy, that the sell-by calendar has arrived? It's time for Vivek to go away as a candidate. he made the transition from irritating, which is what everybody agreed about his last performance, where he was irritating, but he got a lot of time. He got a lot of time this time, too, but it was not irritating. It was insufferable. Insufferable. And the one who seemed to exert leadership on several occasions, we'll play it for you so you can hear it yourself, was DeSantis, who also, far more than he has in any previous public appearance, stood up against Trump and against what a Trump alternative would mean. In any event, the rest about this potential Youngkin campaign, Robert Costa writes, "The thirsting for Youngkin is not a well-orchestrated power play. It is the latest slapdash scheme in a long search for a standard bearer and a portrait of the powerlessness so many Republicans feel as Trump plows ahead, shrugging off criminal indictments and outrage over rhetoric they fear is growing dark and dangerous. After months of hearing mostly about Democratic concerns about President Biden's poll numbers or his age, it's evident that a Republican panic is emerging from hibernation. I'm for whoever can beat Trump in the primary, and while I still think some of the current candidates might be able to do this, I'd welcome Youngkin putting his oar in." Who said that? Bill Barr, Trump's former attorney general. "If the governor," meaning Glenn Youngkin, "indicated he'd do it, I believe he would draw serious support and be a strong candidate." Also, Rupert Murdoch, who is now chairman emeritus of Fox Corporation and of News Corp, has encouraged Youngkin in at least two face-to-face meetings, as the Post reported last month. And Murdoch has continued to speak highly of a possible Youngkin campaign to colleagues, according to a person familiar with the comments. We will get to that and to more on the impeachment hearings this morning, all coming up on The Medved Show.
It is a horror show.
The Michael Medved Show.
When he's left to his own devices.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Michael Medved Show, the impeachment hearings continue in Washington, D.C., while the government shutdown approaches. The deal about the government shutdown is it accomplishes absolutely nothing. And no, there's no winners here. They're only losers. It is an indication of people on all sides, on the Democratic side, certainly, on the administration side, on the side of the Senate, and yes, the side of the House, just being unable to keep the government operating. Congressman Raskin, who was involved in his own failed impeachment, which was also a terrible idea and also terribly handled, which was the second impeachment of President Trump. The reason it was such a terrible idea was Trump was leaving the White House anyway. If you want to get rid of a president, you do what the American people did. They voted to get rid of Donald Trump. And by a 7 million vote margin, they voted to get rid of Donald Trump. It wasn't close. But even that wasn't enough for people like Congressman Raskin, who insisted on impeaching him. And one of the reasons for that was that you can, as part of the impeachment conviction, if you have enough votes to convict the president, which is two-thirds of the Congress, they had a majority of the U.S. Senate, and a pretty good-sized majority, because they had seven Republicans who voted to get Trump out of office, because that would have also prevented Trump from running in this election and causing the current level of upset. Probably would have also helped him avoid some of the 91 indictments against him. And yes, there are 91 charges. There are four major federal indictments, but there are also state indictments. There's the disaster yesterday that he had with a summary judgment from Judge Egeron in New York State that basically could lead to a fine of $250 million to Trump and his family, and already taking away his ability to operate any parts of his business in the state of New York. It's a big deal. That happened yesterday. That wasn't even addressed by any of the Republican candidates last night, though there was more criticism of President Trump, particularly from Ron DeSantis, which is one of the reasons I think that Ron DeSantis did better in that debate. In any event, here are comments from Congressman Raskin of Maryland, talking about this whole process that is going on about the impeachment investigation. Listen.
All right, so let's get it straight. We're 62 hours away from shutting down the government of the United States of America, and Republicans are launching an impeachment drive based on a long debunked and discredited lie. No foreign enemy has ever been able to shut down the government of the United States, but now MAGA Republicans are about to do just that. But they don't want to cut off public services to the people and deny paychecks to more than a million service members without first launching an impeachment drive, even when they don't have a shred of evidence against President Biden for an impeachable offense. And you think I'm being harsh? Here's what some Republicans have had to say over the last week about the actions of the Republicans as they watch up close, quote, the dysfunction caucus at work, in the words of our GOP colleague from Nebraska, Don Bacon. Clown show, foolishness, terribly misguided, stupidity, failure to lead, lunatics, disgraceful, new low, pathetic, enabling Chairman Xi, people that have serious issues. Those folks don't have a plan. Show just how broken they are, and individuals that just want to burn the whole place down. Now, if I said any of these things, they'd probably take my words down, but these are Republicans talking about Republicans. So let's be clear. This isn't partisan warfare America's seeing today. It is chaotic infighting between Republicans and Republicans. It's MAGA versus extreme MAGA, as if anybody in the real world could tell the difference between the two. What a staggering failure of leadership.
What a staggering failure of leadership, indeed. That Jamie Raskin. He is the ranking Democrat on the House Oversight Committee, and talking about how Jim Jordan, James Comer, Jason Smith, and other House Republicans are wasting their time. There's also this from Politico. Last night, in a private conference, I guess they were missing the illuminating and uplifting, actually pathetic and disastrous Republican presidential debate. There were House Republicans who recalled what happened last night in a private conference. When Matt Gaetz nodded to conspiratorial claims by suggesting that the Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, was fundraising for House Republicans via a bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange, one McCarthy ally got irritated enough to curse. French Hill, who is a Republican representative of Arkansas, said, F off! Though he didn't say F, he said the real word. He remarked loudly and with an eye roll in Gates's direction, according to a Republican in the room who spoke on condition of anonymity. I've spoken to a few members of Congress, and apparently this is a bipartisan desire. There are a lot of Republicans and virtually all the Democrats who would love to tell Matt Gaetz to F off. Gaetz's animosity toward Kevin McCarthy is the worst kept secret in the House. But they're tense. I mean, that's where we are. But their tense relationship began affecting the entire House GOP more than a year ago, when Matt Gaetz, the Floridian, vowed to nominate former President Donald Trump for Speaker. Do you remember that? Now Trump is eligible to become Speaker. And maybe that would have, I mean, part of the idea of putting Trump in the speakership was, again, you don't have to be a member of the House to be Speaker of the House. You can be voted in as Speaker even when you're not a member of the House. So Trump's eligible. Democrats want to install Michelle Obama as Speaker of the House. Good luck to you. In any event, they could have put Trump in as Speaker And then in their dream, impeached Biden and Kamala Harris on some charges that they would find, and then Trump would become president. That was the secret way that Trump could become president before the November elections in 2024, next year. There's also this, with a government shutdown looming, there was a wannabe reporter who was wearing his basic John Fetterman outfit, shorts with a high black knee socks. And wannabe reporter confronted Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett outside Houses of Congress, the Capitol building, and confronted him about the looming shutdown. It sounded like this.
Representative, do you support Trump's call to shut down the government?
He has not called me, and I do not support you wearing black socks and short pants.
Okay. Well, that's, of course, an item of a great controversy. There was the best thing written about the Futterman wardrobe change issue. It seems to me it was written by Peggy Noonan this weekend when she talks about, look, part of what is lacking right now is a sense of dignity, decorum, solemnity. The Congress of the United States is not only making decisions that are going to have an impact on our money, which is a pretty important subject, but on our lives. You're talking about life and death issues. You're talking about literally a democratic, pro-American nation, one of our allies, that is on the verge of serious, serious destruction by the Russians. We're talking about Ukraine. These are life and death issues. And what Peggy Noonan is saying is, look, those issues deserve better than wearing gym shorts and sandals and a hoodie. Meanwhile, there are changes in the wind, in the campaign, and maybe even concerning the shutdown. We will get to that, and what do you do about witches? That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.